I love it when Jimmy tells you a joke and you don't get it. Mm. I love that.
I think, I don't understand why, and I think it'll come through my stand-up routine later. I think I'm too logical.
Yeah, Alan's going to
do. Think?
Do you know about this? Oh, he doesn't know about
this. Oh, do you not know this?
He doesn't know this.
Oh, Jimmy's going. Jimmy just stopped what he was doing. What? What? Alan has written a stand-up routine for you. Jimmy just mouthed, I can't wait, that sounds great.
It's more of a sit-down routine.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not even stand-up in any way. It's a list of jokes.
And you've written these jokes?
Yeah.
Al?
Yeah, yeah.
You've written them yourself?
Yeah,
They're not other people's jokes?
I've got two sections. Right. One that I've... Because everyone told me a joke yesterday.
Fine.
So I've picked up a few. So to be honest, I've put those in the second section in case the first, my written work, isn't going down too well.
Are you going to put my Santa Claus bread one in? Have you put that one in?
I don't remember that one.
I told it the other day. What's
Oh, don't tell me now on air. I'll do it as mine later.
Okay, right. I came up with that joke the other night.
Fine, I'll credit you.
Thanks. Well, no, you don't have to.
Okay.
You can have it.
Oh, thank you.
Just for this routine.
I can't remember the Santa Claus.
Don't tell him. Please don't ask.
Okay,
fine. I need every joke I can get.
All right, then, okay.
I've got a joke for you, but you wouldn't understand it.
It's going to be the theme of today.
Mm.
Throw it at me.
You going to do it?
No.
Okay.
Is that one I texted you yesterday?
Oh, that's a great joke, but he won't get it.
He won't understand it.
But you should do it.
It's a good joke, though.
Yep, do it. Do you want to do
what,
it?
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you know how it was worded?
Yeah.
All right, fine. You ready, Alan?
I'm ready.
Here's a joke.
Jermaine Defoe walks into a bar.
Well, I don't even know who he is, so I'm lost already.
Footballer.
Okay. Right, okay.
Jermaine Defoe walks into a bar.
Yeah.
He goes up to the first girl that he sees in the bar, and he says, "Grab your coat, love, you've pulled." And she goes, "You're a little forward."
Okay, now what's the joke? Let's analyse it. What's the joke?
I'll say it again.
Okay.
Jermaine Defoe,
who's a footballer,
walks into a bar. He goes up to the first girl he sees.
Yes.
And he says, "Grab your coat, love, you've pulled."
It is quite forward.
And she goes, "You're a little forward."
And the joke is, of course, dead air. We get nothing. You're not even making a noise.
It's because he's very forward, and so she's pointing out that he's being very forward.
And why is that? Why is that funny?
Because he's a footballer.
And his position when he plays in football. What do you think he is? Do you think he's?
Is there a forward?
Mm. That's the joke.
Forward.
There you go. Well done.
But more than that, he's very short.
He's little.
So he's a forward, but he's little. So in a way, he's a little forward.
Do you know what? As well, I've noticed we've been playing that punchline. Lots of jokes are coming in now on the texts. If you want to read them or not, I don't know. I'm very proud that you've written your own material.
Yeah, and I want to keep it mine. Keep it real.
How many jokes have you written, like, yourself, made up in your head?
I think it's about... But I don't want to ruin it. You'll get
excited. Right, fine.
You'll think it's one thing and it's not.
It's very exciting.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
So is Alan going to perform? I'm quite excited about this.
That's nice.
Is Alan going to perform like a full stand-up comedy routine?
No. Jimmy, listen, this is brilliant. We've asked Alan to come up with some jokes for you because we always played this same joke every time you come on. But this time we said to Alan, why don't you write some jokes, write some material and perform it for Jimmy?
Yeah, I love the idea of this. I already love it because every year I come in, right, and I tell some jokes and it feels like I'm sort of, it's pearls before swine, really. I tell them to Alan. Alan just stares at me. And sort of goes, well, I don't really understand. Then we dissect the joke, and it dies.
Yeah,
it dies in front of everyone. So now this year you've written some stuff. And I'd recommend this to anyone. Anyone that thinks I might want to try some stand-up. Try some stand-up.
Yeah.
It's a joy to do, and you'll enjoy it more.
Credit to you. It is the hardest thing I think I've ever done.
And you put, what, 2-3 hours into this? So.
All day yesterday.
Really?
From the point of the show finished.
Hang on, not all day. You did something else yesterday as well.
I did a couple of things, but it was like literally on the train going to wherever I was going.
Train.
We tried to write some. On the train on the way back, tried to write some more.
So we got some observational stuff. What's with these sandwiches?
Got home, and again, right, I need to write these. Sat down, tried to write some more. In bed, before going to sleep, I was like, right, I really need to write some more. All day I was trying, and I just couldn't.
What was the inspiration? Did you watch some DVDs? You were looking at me?
I watched you.
Right, so is it going to be filth? Is it going to be fit for radio?
Yes, it is. It's going to be fit for radio.
You don't do filth.
I think I do.
I think I do.
I was looking this morning. I was trying to sort of sort out from this kind of, not from the sort of current tour, but from the DVD, trying to look at stuff that, oh, I could say that on the radio. I could tell Alan that joke on the radio.
How many have you got?
Very little, about four.
Well, I've done the one about you met someone who had an interesting name.
Oh, yes, okay. And,
that's an old one, though.
You've done that.
I've done that one this morning already.
That's right, okay.
And well, I got it wrong.
Alan, look at me. It's an unusual name.
Unusual, not interesting.
That's the joke.
And not pretty.
It's unusual. You don't hear it every day.
And then
because
she goes,
it's unusual. You don't hear it every day because it's pretty.
No. Or interesting.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
Right. Unusual. It sets up the infrequency of the...
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and
the
And then
point.
She goes, but I do. And I thought that was quite
funny. He's a good test, I think, for jokes. Because I think if Alan gets it straight away, it just isn't clever enough. You need to maybe go back and rethink that. Maybe that was just an obvious thing to say. I'll just move on.
That's probably quite true.
If Alan laughs, it's out of the set.
If you put hand gestures, like nice ones, like, say, like rabbit ears. I mean, I'm gone immediately before the joke's even started. So
how much of
like
Jimmy's have you ever seen live?
I downloaded.
Have you ever seen him do a rabbit ears
four
joke?
Of them. No.
Never.
No rabbit
you know
ears.
What? I think he's... Would you consider directing my next show? Because I hadn't even considered... It's like you've opened up a whole new area for
me. You know
what?
I think there are...
rabbit ear
based material. There's a section
material.
Of the population of the UK that may not get your material, and I think it would
I don't
open...
think they're allowed to shop on their own, Alex. I don't think they're... You know, it's not my target market. They're not allowed out in the evenings.
People with assistance.
Didn't we talk about...
Well, it's essentially you're selling two tickets for every one,
yes,
then.
Yes, you are.
So in a sense, that is it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about Alan doing commentary on one of your DVDs?
We did. That's such a good idea, though. Yeah. Would you come and do it next year? Would you come and just sit in a booth,
Absolutely.
Watch the DVD, and just talk people through what you're thinking?
Absolutely.
I would love that.
It would be terrible, but absolutely. Anything for you, Jimmy.
I'd love it.
Do you know what? But you kind of want to see him in vision. You just want a little box bottom left-hand corner with his face.
Oh, no, you've got to have a confused, because most of it won't be. He won't say anything.
I don't get it. What? I don't get it.
And then you'll see his face get it. About three or four jokes further on, and he'll suddenly get.
I'd say after about 2 hours of me, he'll look like Gordon Ramsay, just a really furrowed brow, confusion.
Oh, rabbit ears, yeah, I get it.
How are you? When's this? We're going on with your trail. Come on, a bit of radio. When are you doing your routine? When am I being entertained?
He's good, isn't he, Jimmy? Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, he still hasn't forgot what he learned at XFM. He's
come on.
Trailing ahead.
Local radio, come on.
We'll do it soon. But
soon.
Soon.
The thing is, Well, I'll leave it for then.
No, go on, go on. You seem concerned. You seem worried.
Well, I am, because I haven't really got a good sense of humour. So it wasn't my idea. This is not like a battle of wits or anything, because you'll win. That's cool with me.
Right.
Well, it's not a contest.
It's not a contest.
Right, you
just want to...
It really isn't a contest, Alan.
No. You were in Leeds when we all went to see Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jimmy said, why don't you come on at the start of the second half, I'll introduce you, do a few jokes, and then go.
Yeah.
And I went... Okay, and so I chatted with Jimmy beforehand, and he says, what are you going to do? And I said, some jokes. I'm going to do the one about, that one. Right, I went on, because he knows every joke in the world. And then I went on, and I did my jokes, and then he went, all right, get off. Ha-ha, don't stay all night. Big laugh, big round of applause, off I went. And Jimmy was like that, good. It's like getting the thumbs up from Johnny Carson on the Tonight Show. I got a thumbs up from Jimmy. So I wasn't like going to get, so when you do yours...
Yeah.
This is a master. This Everyone's is like on The X Factor.
Yeah.
When they went and had a singing lesson with Whitney Houston.
Yes, indeed.
You are the Whitney Houston
with
stand-up.
With less drugs, I would hope.
Hopefully you'll be with us.
Yeah.
That'd be great. No. Okay.
It's like Ollie Murs and Robbie Williams singing together. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Okay, great.
It's a privilege.
I could be your, like...
Alexandra Burtzi or Beyonce.
Yeah.
I was thinking more Luke Skywalker.
And?
To your Obi-Wan.
Oh, okay. No, nice. Yeah, nice. Classic.
I'll give you my jokes
in
the style that I think is appropriate.
For a young Welsh lad, okay.
Yeah, and then you can maybe give me tips if you want about how I could get on stage next to you and maybe perform next year.
Fine, yeah, I'll mentor.
Yeah.
Yes, fine. I'll be Louis Walsh to your...
No.
Innocent... Okay,
Cheryl, please.
Okay, I think you got more of a chance with Louis, but all right.
So you the Cher to Jimmy's Cheryl?
More of your... Yeah, I'll go with that. To Cheryl.
Okay, well, Alan will be doing his jokes later in the next half hour of the show.
We've received some very nice text messages already. My favourite one says...
The fact that Jimmy comes in every Christmas and we have a bit of a laugh, and it's nice, I like
and
it.
And tells Alan some jokes he doesn't get. Shall I try some jokes on Alan and see if he...
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Well, you know,
well,
we'll
try routine by now.
All right, Wales. Okay, Wales. I visit Wales a lot. I go to Wales all the time. I love Wales.
Good.
The thing that annoys me about Wales, not the people. I love the people of Wales. They're great. The thing that annoys me is the signs. Because signs all over Wales, road signs, shop signs, tourist information, all the signs in Wales have to be in English and Welsh, and it's a waste. It's ridiculous, Alad. Costs an absolute fortune to do, and it's a waste, because only 5% of the population of Wales can read.
Well, no, they're bilingual, so they've got to be...
Okay.
No, yeah,
no,
amazing.
No, no,
wrong.
No,
amazing.
Yeah, no, I got that wrong, sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry about that, Alad. You know what, I made an error. I'm really sorry, I'd like to apologise to anyone in Wales offended by that. I didn't realise they're bilingual. Do you know what? It totally makes sense now.
He didn't say that they don't... Only 5% speak Welsh.
Don't explain.
Okay.
Right. Jimmy, number two. Come on, hit
Yeah, okay. When I was a kid, Alad, I wanted to get a tattoo. Oh, but yeah. My parents said I had to get it somewhere that didn't matter. So I had it done in Hull.
Got to be 18 for a tattoo.
No, come on now.
You get that.
You like that?
Oh, dude,
yeah,
little smile. He got the one. Well, at least you got it. That was something.
Yeah. So you got that?
I got that one.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do another. I better offend another town because otherwise I have to be
balance
an equal,
it out.
Well, you
an
already have
opportunity
it's a,
defender.
It's a city.
It's a city. What, Hull is? No, I've been to Hull. I'm pretty sure
it's
not.
It's a city.
Well, I've been there, so I don't think. Really?
It's a city.
Well, I think we need to relook at how we define cities, because that's gone. I don't know how that got under the radar. I only do one gig there, it's fine. Liverpool, do you like Liverpool? Liverpool is like the place to perform comedy. If this goes well today, Alad, you'll be going to Liverpool, because that's because of the Scouse sense of humour. I love everything about Liverpool. But I will say this about Liverpool. It's the only town in Great Britain where JD Sports has an evening wear department.
Come on!
To be fair, though, I got myself prepared for that, because I read that on the back of a DVD.
Oh, is that on the back of the DVD?
And that made me laugh.
That's one of the clean ones. All
that's
right.
Good, that's good. I like that.
That is good.
I'm working on a book at the moment, Alad.
Oh.
I'm working on a book. It's about, I'm trying to write a book. It's about a zombie, right, that comes back from the dead. But the twist in the book is that the zombie is the good guy. Oh. But apparently it's already been done. It's called the Bible.
I don't want to laugh at religious joke. It sounds
right.
A bit wrong.
Really? Is it the word Bible in that means you can't laugh at it? Great.
Okay, no good.
So
good
you're
policy.
You're choosing
good
not
policy.
To laugh.
That's the reason you're not laughing at it as well. Alan's taken the higher moral ground there. I better not laugh at that because it has religious, you know, it could be, maybe some people would find that a bit much, so better not laugh.
What about the fourth one on the bottom of the DVD?
We put some jokes on the back of the DVD. That's how committed to jokes I
know,
I am. Just
nice.
Stick them on the back. Just, I thought, if someone's sitting in HMV, there's always that bit of blurb you read there about he's done a million gigs to a million people. Yeah. So kind of nothing. And I went, just stick some jokes on the back, it's fine. Find
it's a good
clean.
Idea.
Yeah, why not? Fourth one down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. My girlfriend recently had a phantom pregnancy. And now we have a little baby ghost.
That's nice.
Oh, that's cute.
It's lovely. It's another tick.
That's good.
This has gone so well.
Yeah, I think the other two on the back of that are a little bit rude.
Well, yeah, a little. Only a little
leave
bit.
That.
Alad, do you want to do...
Can't ask me straight off the back of
Jimmy's
joke.
I'll try another one
joke?
For Alad. I'll see if he gets this. I came home the other night, Alad, and my girlfriend was dressed up as a French maid.
Oh.
Very disappointed. The house was a state.
Oh, I wanted to get that.
It's my best thing ever. It's the sort of the look in your eyes of just, I want to be part of the gang. Yeah. I just don't understand.
Why would she not clean anyway?
She was dressed up as a French maid.
Do you know what maids do?
You know
they
the
clean.
French maid? I know it's not your bag, man, but she was dressed up as a French maid. It's like a sexy...
So why wouldn't she clean?
Because
it's not your bag, man.
What? What's the, it's not. It's not his. It's not his thing.
I'll ask afterwards for that.
Right. Well, because a maid would clean. She was dressed as a maid, yet she hadn't cleaned anything because she was wearing it for kind of sexy reasons.
I think explaining these jokes to Alad is more entertaining than jokes.
She's dressed up for sexy time.
Sexy time,
Jimmy.
Not for cleaning
he's
time.
He's seen her dressed as a maid and gone, oh, you must be cleaning. But the house is dirty, but you're dressed as a maid. That doesn't
so
make
seeing
sense.
Seeing a maid would have meant that he assumed the place would be clean.
Sure.
Hmm.
Right, okay.
Should we try another one? Should we see if you get one?
Yes.
I'd like to get off on one that you can
Jimmy, look at Tina.
Poor Tina's having a cry. I think she's just crying for the Welsh educational system that's let Alad down so badly.
Are you right, Tina?
I'm fine.
There's a few texts from the Welsh. Look, please don't be offended by me.
No one will be offended
No,
by
no,
you.
Seriously, there's a whole stream of them.
Oh, no, hey, listen, I was in Cardiff the other night. They've got a sense of humour. Don't panic,
okay,
it's
good.
Just
okay.
You, Alad.
Yeah, they love it.
It is just you.
Okay.
Flooding, Alad. Flooding's pretty bad.
Flooding.
That's terrible.
I saw a woman... Okay, the joke hasn't happened yet, don't panic. Flooding's pretty bad. I saw a woman on the news in her flooded front room crying. I thought, crying's not helping. If anything, you're making matters worse.
Adding to the water.
Yes! Oh! Oh, you little dancer! Just when we were giving up on you, Aled.
Yeah.
A glimmer of hope.
Did I pick too soon with the drums there?
Oh, no, it was fine. That was a little topper on the back of it. Yeah. Don't worry about that. It's fine.
Is that what you call a little topper on the back of it?
Topper on the end, yeah.
I love learning the secrets.
Yeah. The linger. Well, I'm getting the ultimate kind of a treat from you, aren't I?
Do you know what? Is there any chance of backing out on this?
No.
Is there any chance?
No.
Literally no way at all.
No.
Come on.
I'm now looking at what I've written and I've lost confidence.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do it now or do you want to
stick a record on?
Great.
Okay.
Anything.
All right.
Like a kind of musical sorbet.
Yeah, and then maybe people...
It's like a solero.
Maybe the bar would have been lowered during the solero, and then when I do my jokes, people might find it funny.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll have got to work and switched off. That could be a
problem. Or that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another great way of looking at it.
Yeah, please.
Oh, look at his little face.
I just realised.
Oh, come on. No, it's
not funny.
Come on, Aled. Come on. We just want to hear, you know, it's your mind as well. This is the thing about stand up, is it's a look at you and what's going on in your head. And that's why it's interesting. People love you and they want to know, they want a couple of minutes of your, you know, just to hear your thoughts.
Shall I do the setup then and then do the jokes afterwards? Because there is a setup.
I think putting the setup quite near the punchline is always a good idea.
Yeah. Mm.
Don't put them too far apart. That's just a little tip there. That one's for free.
Next door.
Because the thing is.
I might do the setups now and I'll do the punchlines tomorrow. Okay.
I think that jokes generally are too clever.
Can you imagine? He's right. Yeah, he's right.
And I'd like to try a new range of jokes.
Yeah.
A new range of jokes.
Honest ones.
Honest to goodness.
Honest jokes.
Honest, simple jokes.
Jokes that are, you know, because when you say things like the AA man was out there doing something, I'm like, why would he be out there? And that's what trips me up. I'm thinking about the joke.
Yeah, the AA man out there, or that old one.
So if I said to you, right, watch this. If I said to you, my dog's got no nose, what would you say?
How does it smell?
Now, if I said to you, Alan, my dog's got no nose, what would you say?
My first thought is, poor dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, his first thought is...
And you then think, you don't have a dog, Chris. Yeah. Have you got a dog?
Exactly.
Well, where did you get it from? What kind of dog is it?
So I've gone for jokes that...
My dog's got no nose, but you should see the state of that badger. would be the way I'd go.
Badger?
Because there'd be some sort of fight between a dog and a badger.
Yeah, okay. And badgers
are
vicious.
But that could be any animal.
There could be any animal, yes indeed, why not? Someone call the RSPCA, there's a dog in trouble, that's all we know so far. Mm. I just think you take it so literally.
Exactly.
It's just a joy.
Literally is the word I'm looking for.
Because every joke is, Aled, is it's the sudden revelation of a previously concealed fact.
Whoa.
That's what all jokes are. Right?
So why didn't you tell me this yesterday? I could have written that.
But I love the fact that in every... Because most people, they have to sort of willingly suspend disbelief. When they're at a comedy show, they have to sort of assume, when you're doing the setups, they have to go, OK, this is true, I have to believe that this is true, and then it'll be funny when the punchline comes. Whereas you absolutely believe... you go, my dog's got no nose. Right, show me the poor darling. The poor thing, because dogs sense very important to dogs. Let's get it help.
That's exactly what goes through my head.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think there's a shorter, quicker way of saying that. You're a fool, man. But in an adorable way.
Okay, well, I've got my jokes ready that will stand up to that kind of...
Scrutiny.
Well, here's what we'll do. Do you want to do Dave's Tedious Link first?
Yes.
And then off the back of that...
What?
Is it Tedious Link?
Yeah.
Tedious Link. Oh, always nice to be in for the Tedious Link.
Yeah, it's always nice to have an audience.
9 o'clock every day. And where the link goes, no one knows, Jimmy.
Except me and Chloe from the music department.
That's right.
Okay, here we go.
All right, coming up, our very own Aled does his first ever stand-up live on the radio in front of Jimmy Carr. Meanwhile, yesterday we played Wild Child, Renegade Master.
You know, the great thing about that song is this is exactly how I feel about Aled's stand-up routine. I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to close my eyes.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better place to be.
I don't mean dramatic, but I feel a little faint. I feel like I'm hyperventilating myself here into a panic.
Such sympathy there from... You should get him on the surgery one week.
I so want to do the surgery at some stage. I love that show.
Do you ever hear it, though? Because
they changed it to 9. I've got to check it out on Listen Again. But it was on at 11. It was so perfect for me driving home on a Sunday night. Not that I would ever laugh at the surgery. It's a very serious show. Serious issues. But occasionally...
You said it was your favourite show. You and your tour manager would sit in the car every Sunday.
It was brilliant. Yeah, we'd go on a Sunday. He'd always go, "Don't forget Radio 1," and then we'd call each other and go, "I can't believe it's lovely." Gav would go, "Oh, I can't believe that caller. How does she not know what that is? How's she 30?"
Aerosmith, don't want to miss a thing. All good, Dave.
Yeah, why not? Oh, well, except for the bit whereby Batman's real name is Bruce Wayne and not Adam West, because that was the actor. Anyway, by that, bang.
All good. It's 9:05. It's Thursday morning.
I'm in the mood for some comedy, man.
Well, listen, you're lucky, Jimmy Carr, because Allard is about to do his first ever stand-up set.
Right.
Some of the jokes he's even written himself.
Well, I don't want to miss a thing.
Okay. Okay, come on. Come on, Allard. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, performing live on Radio 1 and on the webcam for Jimmy Carr and your delectation and delight, the one and only, for one day only, Allard Hayden-Jones!
Thank you very much. In case you've just tuned in, I think I should point out that I believe that jokes are just too clever, and I'd like to try a new range of jokes on you tonight, literal ones. I hope they'll be as funny. People are right, you do sound like a panicking seal when you laugh. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know, what's brown and sticky?
Poo. Once upon a time, a Welshman walked into a pub and he said to the barman, "I'd like a pint, please." And the barman said, "Sure." He poured him a pint. What did the tortoise say to the hare?
I don't know, what did the tortoise say to the hare?
Nothing, because animals can't speak.
Brilliant. Oh, my skin's crawling.
What did one Cheryl Cole lookalike say to the other Cheryl Cole lookalike? Okay. You look like Cheryl Cole.
Right. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Are you writing these down?
I'm not.
Hang on.
It's weird, because sometimes I make it look easy, and I think this is... This is just making me realise how difficult my job is. Oh, my God.
Jimmy, we're only halfway through.
What, are you going to do the punchlines now?
Whoa!
All right, go on.
Two nuns in a shower. Well, they weren't. That would be wrong. It goes against their religion.
I don't think there's anything in Catholicism about not having a shower.
Well, no, with another nun, it's frowned upon. I don't think
is
they
it
do
frowned
that.
Upon?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know. Just open the door and find out.
Brilliant.
Why did the man cross the road? Well, he had to. You can't expect him to live on one side of the road for the rest of his whole life.
Yeah.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
It's an animal. He probably didn't even know he's realised he was actually crossing the road. And
he didn't even know he was realising. That needs it. That probably needs a script editor, that last one. Yeah.
Why
I love
did the chicken...
introduction. Remember the introduction when he told us it's a new style of comedy?
It is.
Yeah. Why did the chicken fall asleep?
Oh, tired.
Because he was tired.
Oh, my God, sorry.
Because he was tired. Oh, my God. You got that one before he... Had you heard that before?
No, I just guessed.
Wow. You've got skill.
I should have stayed quiet.
What do you call a fish with no eyes? Blind. And finally, what do you call a deer with no eyes? Still blind.
There you go.
Do you want a couple of funny jokes?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
What did the mummy buffalo say to her son as he left for school? Bison.
Well, significantly better than the others.
I like that. What do you call a fly with no wings?
I like that.
Walk. And what
nicely
do you
nicely delivered that last one. Sorry, Alice, did you get quite depressed halfway through that joke? Because it felt like to me you went, a fly with no wings, and you went, oh, the poor thing.
My racing snail is not winning races anymore, so I've decided to remove his shell to make him more aerodynamic. It didn't work. If anything, it made him more sluggish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you call a chicken in a shell suit? An egg.
Really
thank you very much, everyone. Out here.
There you go.
Picking up his first award of the night there, Allard Hayden-Jones.
What could I do to improve, if anything?
To improve?
Yes.
Well, I don't think you could go in the other direction, so really anything you do will move you towards better comedy.
Can we just ask people to text in just one word for
performance?
Please text in, and I want as many texts as we can possibly get. Text in one word for Allard's performance there. Tina is in pieces.
What did one Cheryl Cole look like say to the other Cheryl Cole looking like?
You look like Cheryl Cole.
Yeah, no, it is good.
I like the bison one.
See, I liked what do you call a fish with no eyes blind? What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Still blind.
It's brilliant. It's so surreal.
See, this is what I hear
when
you tell me jokes. It's like, he's blind. It's not a fish. It's blind.
It's a
visually impaired, marine life.
Do you want some text messages, Allard?
No.
Oh, my God, I've never laughed so hard in ages, says Gav in Bristol.
I think that, bizarrely, though, if the idea of jokes is to, you know, ultimately release endorphins and make people laugh and have a nice time.
Not dolphins.
It did work. Yeah. I found it very funny. Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, you've had a success.
I mean, it might be a new idea, jokes with no punchline, but...
Did you write that Cheryl Cole joke?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cracker.
Do you know what?
Don't be surprised, by the way, if we come into work on Monday morning and someone texts in saying, oh, my God, I went to see Jimmy Carr over the weekend.
Yeah, he did a whole Cheryl Cole
commentary
routine
on Bristol. Halfway through, he goes, what did one Cheryl Cole look like? So he did it, and it got a massive laugh.
See, the thing was, you said to me that we should focus on things I know, like X Factor. So I put down Cheryl Cole and thought, what can I make that's funny about Cheryl Cole? So I gave up and just went for that instead.
Okay.
This is like the Actors Studio now, yeah? Talk us through how you wrote this exactly incredible material. Yeah. It's like a bonus feature on the DVD.
So
Alex DVD, yeah. When's that coming out?
What I was thinking here when I wrote this joke was Cheryl Cole's popular.
I thought, what do I know about? And I thought, write what you know. Yeah. So, and these are a new kind of joke. The intro is brilliant.
Literal jokes. Anyway, there you go. So
you don't have any warm up on any of your shows, do you?
No, I don't. But maybe I could.
No,
Chris. Maybe I could.
It's just I'm just thinking.
Maybe the next time.
This is a crazy idea, right?
Well, I'm doing the Hammersmith Apollo just before Christmas.
Well,
it's only down the road. You live in London, don't you? You
severely,
would what, sorry?
I would vomit. I could
We've got
not
sawdust.
Do
we could
that.
Clean. Oh, come on. You could come on and do five.
There's so
five
many things
jokes
I would happily do.
Or instead of a warm up, he could go cool down. So you say, thank you very much, good night. Mm.
Oh,
walk
maybe
off.
The end of part one, the end of the first half. People tend to be in just before the interval, people are a bit, do we want more? There's more. It's an interval now.
Yeah.
Maybe we could use Alad as a calming mechanism.
Could be right.
Mm. Well, maybe to calm them. If I was a warm-up, I'd kill it.
Also, the catering people would be up for it because it would probably help with, you know, bar sales at half-time.
I imagine it would,
as well. You know, you get Alad on and suddenly it'd be... Whoosh.
Everyone's ordering double shots.
Yeah.
That's weird. Everyone feels they need to steady their hand a little after that ordeal.
Here are some of the words that will come in, Alad. Funny, in a tragic way. ostentatious. Brilliant.
Ostentatious.
Yeah.
It's an odd choice.
Flaccid is my favourite word so far.
Pure brilliance. Two words. Oh my God, Alad, you're making me cringe. It's too bad, but it's too funny, says Steph in Colwyn Bay.
Do you know what I loved about it? I loved the it was genuine. It was from the heart.
This really was.
Okay, I've written this, I've spent a bit of time. This is what I think's funny. I think that's, you know. That's to be applauded, Alad. That's really good, I think. Come on. That's a very brave thing
first
to do
attempt
as well. Because you wanted to back out of it, and you know, you did...
I think he will black out now. Let's hope he does for his sake. I'm hoping to black out at the end of the show.
For all our sakes.
Yeah.
Do you have any more jokes?
Yeah, put it over onto me. I'll do some simple ones, see if you get something simple. 1 in 10 British kids has never been to a beach in this country. Imagine that.
It's terrible.
Growing up without ever having seen a dead cormorant with a tampon on its head.
Nothing. Do you know what a cormorant is?
No, I don't.
Right, that's going to limit your enjoyment of the joke. It's a bird.
It's a seagull, same thing.
It's a seabird.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I don't think you would have got it anyway. It's not really not a big... British people are at least 1 inch taller than they were 20 years ago. And that's because 20 years ago, we were all children.
That's very good.
Because
we've grown up.
Well done.
See, that's factually correct as well.
I think you're getting them on a very different level to most people.
He?
I think it's just it's another thing is going on.
A number 9, by the way, keep your words coming in for Alad's performance. So far, we've had 3,000 text messages. Mm. So it's 3,000 words.
Nice.
Which is good. A number 9.
We can put this together for you. I bought my girlfriend some lingerie for last Christmas as a gift, and she opened it. She said these are beautiful, darling, but they're not my size. I said, don't worry, I've had a chat with a woman in the shop, and she says you can have an operation.
Oh, see, that's body image. That's not something to joke about. Paul, I mean, the insecurity your girlfriend would feel from that.
Right, good. Sorry, I hadn't thought about that. I'm going to...
Please
tell that joke with caution.
That's body image.
Prepare her before.
That's body image. That's someone that presents a show on.
So you're saying tell that joke with caution. Out of all his jokes that he has on his tour, that one that he should worry about the audience reaction to.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm glad you got it, though. I'm glad you got... Yeah, you got a couple of them today.
I know.
It's good.
I've been training last night. I downloaded 4 of your... programs, DVD. I want to call them DVDs, but they can't be. They're online. Your shows are down for them.
No, they could be a DVD. That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try any of these out on anybody? Did you try them on your boyfriend last night?
What, these jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did, and nothing.
Really? But he has no sense of humour.
But he has no sense of humour, which is why we get on so well.
Your boyfriend has no sense of humour, and you're openly just saying he's got no sense of humour?
Yeah, but he was... He
must have a sense of humour. No, he doesn't. He's going out with you, right?
Sense his sense of humour is
I think he's
very
got a
dark.
Very dark, yeah.
I mean, your material... He loves and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And also, he started Googling jokes while
he likes my stuff, and you're saying he's got no sense of humour.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's sort of a backhanded compliment there, isn't it?
To me, he doesn't laugh at that. And I'm like, he hasn't got a sense of humour if he doesn't find that funny, you see. So I don't think he has a sense of humour.
Right.
But he loves your stuff. But
because he doesn't laugh for what?
That's...
Yeah.
And you're
on the radio.
You're on the radio doing that, Alan. Bunny ears.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
Well, I think that was a big success there. I think next up, Wembley.
Why don't you play.
Never mind the arena.
Why don't you go to the Hammersmith Apollo on Saturday, the 18th of December?
Because I'd just be.
Jimmy doesn't start until the next night, but you could have the night before.
It's an empty crowd, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think Motorhead are playing the night before. You'll be absolutely fine.
I'm actually doing a gig with Dom. Maybe I should do a couple of jokes in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I might try that and see how it goes.
I genuinely think for the next DVD, I would love you to do the commentary.
Oh, that would be so good.
I'd love you just to sit and just watch it and just tell me what you're thinking all the way through.
Mm. Well, I'd be more than happy for you to have it, but then just, you know, throw it away if it's actually as painful as I think it's going to be.
Oh, no, I think the pain is what you want.
Really?
I think no pain, no gain in that DVD extra. Come on, please do it, Alad. It'd be brilliant.
Could I be honest?
No, you could be absolutely honest. If you don't get it, you don't get it. You just go on. It's nothing to me.
And if I find it funny, I'm allowed to
tell
laugh.
Tell us what's going on. It'd be like a tour around an empty warehouse.
Because one of the things I think you'd like, if you come along to the show, because what I'm doing at the moment, on this tour that I'm currently on, the Laughter Therapy Tour, not the one on the DVD, there's quite a lot of audience interaction. I'm getting people up on stage to tell jokes.
Nice.
As a bit of the tour in the second half.
That's very daring.
What I'm doing is auditioning for a double act partner. So I get people up on stage, I've got the jokes for them, they just have to read the jokes, and we sort of judge who we think's the best. Sort of X Factor, Britain's Got Talent style in the second half, and then whoever wins it, I perform a joke with them on stage, just to sort of share that moment, have that double act moment. But you should come along to a show, I'd love to get you up.
Do you ridicule those people who come up on stage? I think I'm busy.
But you've been ridiculed before, because you remember just now when you did those jokes.
Oh, was that ridiculing?
Yeah, just...
Oh, I can tell you that. That's fine.
No.
Even more so if you mispronounce ridicule.
We were supporting him.
We were quite well. You know what? I genuinely think it's a really brave and great thing to do. Mm. But people often sort of come up after the gig and go, I want to give stand-up a go. My advice is always just give it a go. Do it. Because even if...
Is that still your advice to Alan?
Yeah, because even if it doesn't go great... You sort of appreciate stand-up much more afterwards. And you sort of, the next time you go to a gig, you'll go, oh, yeah, no, I know what... It's quite difficult writing jokes.
Well, I already feel that feeling now that I've tried to write some of my material.
It's good.
So, DVD, extra... What's
done, you signed up.
Do I get a cut of DVD sales?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, nice.
What percentage?
What percentage of the...
DVD sales?
It's very complicated. I don't want to go into details, but it's actually a negative thing. You owe us money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, weirdly.
Oh, okay.
Just the way it works.
Okay.
So it's only like £40 or something, but you owe me £40 if you want to do it.
It's not much.
Yeah, it's fine. It's affordable. So.
Okay, fine.
Good. Jimmy, here's that money for my royalties.
Yes,
I'm giving you £40.
Tim on the M6 says, what do you call a fish with no eyes? Visually impaired.
That's quite good.
That's quite good, yeah.
That's quite good.
Don't text when you're driving, come on.
Oh, he's not. He must be a passenger or pulled over in a safe environment.
Okay, all right, good. Good on him.
Thanks.
Nice.
Thanks to all the texts that came in.
I love how many texts you get, like, just like, what's that, 3,000 texts in, like, a second.
We spotted the percentage of them that have starred out words. They're swear words.
Yeah.
So the BBC
they're
tries
not.
To,
when they
star protect
out.
From me.
Yeah, but weirdly though, if they say that someone is a funny Cockney, right, it says star, 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 N-E-Y.
Right.
And also...
No, don't.
A lot of people text in about the Noel.
Well, I've often
the
thought
star,
about
star,
the,
star Noel football match.
You know,
the
cartoon
night.
Character Asterix. Yeah. I wonder how rude is his real name.
Hello? Look at this.
Alan got another one.
You're on a roll, Jimmy. Look at this.
I'm on a roll of Alan getting my jokes. I don't know if that's a good roll. I don't know whether that's a roll I want to be on.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
right?
Sure, go ahead.
When did he start doing stand-up professionally?
About 11 years ago now?
11 years ago. So really not that long to say, see, look how far you've come and how well you've
Where are we going with this?
And what you've achieved. You've been, obviously you've sold like some million DVDs.
Yeah, yeah, and some tickets, yeah.
You've performed all over the world. You've been on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
You had your own Comedy Central show.
Do you need to borrow money? What,
no, no, no.
This year I've had a Comedy Central show.
You've achieved so many amazing things.
Yeah.
But now you've made Allard laugh several times.
In one morning?
In one morning.
I just, you know, I said I wouldn't do this, but I'm going to, I think I might have a little cry. I feel like I can... I just feel now I can play to a truly mixed ability audience.
Right. right, Jimmy is on tour. He's on tour.
It's the X Factor final on Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
And you're up against it, presumably.
Up against it, yeah.
Yeah, because you've got a gig on that.
Well, do you night. Think people who have bought tickets for his show will go, should we just not bother going out?
See, what he needs is some help to go up against X Factor. Guess where I am on Saturday night?
Where are you on Saturday?
Bristol.
No way!
I am.
Are you really?
I'm in Bristol. I'm there that night.
What are you doing on Saturday? Are you busy? Do you want to come and
I'm
do,
not busy.
Do you want to come
oh,
and
no, come
do
on. I mean, watch. Fill the
no,
numbers.
No, no, no. Maybe you could... want
to
go on.
Oh, no, I meant to kind of pad out the audience a
well,
bit.
Well, you sort of volunteered to do a bit on stage now.
Wow.
You? Well, if you're going to be there, you're going to do a bit, right?
Sure.
Go on, Al.
I'm not sure if people in Bristol quite understand what's going on.
Well, don't say that about them. You're Welsh.
Well, they're English.
Well, look, you two can sort this out between yourselves, right?
Come on, come and hang out.
I've thought of another one. You
so you're in Bristol on Saturday night, I'm in Bristol on Saturday night. Well, as long as your boyfriend doesn't find out, I'm very
fine.
Upright.
Well, hey! Yeah, if you want to laugh. Yeah, that's right.
I think Alid's made everyone laugh a lot more than me this morning. Alid, you were a joy. Well, you were a joy this morning.
Thank you.
It's fun, though. Fun for me when, you know, I come in and you do gags for
I
me.
I think your cats nice. Are going to hook up in Bristol. I think this is going to be nice.
I'd come love on. To come and see...
Well, do come on Saturday night.
I'd
definitely
love
night.
To come see it.
Be fun, yeah.
I won't get much, but, you know, I'll make sure I laugh loudly when I do.
You won't get much.
So you'll know when I'm laughing.
I know. Every day we have this.
You will. Maybe I'll keep it simple for you.
Could you?
Yeah.
Any sure. bunny rabbit.
What would you do if you walked out on stage in Bristol and you're there with a couple of friends and Jimmy sorted you out and you go, oh, this is brilliant, and he walks out and he goes, hello, my dog's got no nose.
I'd
would you then go, oh, he's doing the joke referring to the fact, or would you go, Jimmy's dog has also got no nose, so is Chris's, what's going on? There's like a nose disease on dogs.
Another poor dog.
Right, there you are.
He's thinking it now, he's thinking about the dogs. You can see in his little eyes, he's thinking about dogs without noses.
Sounds painful.
You know, how do they smell, Alan?
Well, they can't, because they haven't got a nose, so...
Terrible.
Why?
So, Jimmy, thank you for coming in.
Well,
lovely to see you.
Thank you, man. Lovely seeing you. Take care.